This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the undisputed star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. Elena joins us after a very busy week in politics. Elena, how are you?
Yeah, is this microphone on? I want to make sure I know if this microphone's on or not, because I don't want to say anything Joe Biden style here.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so funny, you know, FDR had the New Deal, Truman had the Fair Deal, and now Biden and Obama have the big bleep, bleep, bleep deal.
Yeah, exactly. You don't really remember that being part of any other major legislation signing ceremony. And Joe Biden just seems, the hits just keep on coming. Last week, of course, he was speaking about the Irish Prime Minister and talked about his mom who had passed away, even though she hadn't. So,
oh, yeah. You don't want to break it to somebody like that.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, well, thank goodness for Joe Biden giving a little levity to the health care debate. You know,
exactly, because civility's been, you know, the hallmark of this whole thing.
Yeah, and I think part of the issue is, you know, a lot of people are saying, hey, what the heck is in this bill? And the Capitol Steps actually came up with a couple of our ideas on what might theoretically be in it, but not necessarily accurate. And we actually had written a song that maybe got all the, I don't know, maybe it got all the hot debate started, because it was kind of a controversial provision that we think is possibly in there.
Aha. Uh-huh. So the Capitol Steps have at least thumbed through it, which I think is more than most members of Congress can say. Here we go. Here's the Capitol Steps look at the health care debate.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to this town hall meeting for the Democrats' health care plan. I'd like to ask everyone, please, let's keep this civil. I'd also like to remind everyone that as a member of Congress, I have the full authority to taser anyone who does not agree with me. All right, I think we have an exciting new plan to share with the American people. Since Cash for Clunkers was such a hit, here's another deal. With this healthcare program, you will be enthralled. Cash for codgers is what it's called. When folks get older, they can get sick. That's when spending soars. If grandpa's fading, bring him for trading when he's 64. All right, let's open the floor up for questions here.
Yes, yes.
Yes, you...
I have a question over here.
Okay, you over there.
Yes, how much could I get from my uncle here?
Excellent question. Well, I think that falls under Section 3 of the bill. That would be cash for uncles. Let's see. Looks like a 1945 model. Ooh, very costly to maintain.
Oh, you're telling me. His prescriptions are over $400 a month, and the insurance premiums are killing us.
Well, I bet he's a real gas guzzler, too.
Well, no, actually, quite the opposite.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you $5,000 for him.
$5,000. Uncle Joe, you stay right here with the nice man. He's going to take you to a beautiful farm where you can be with all your childhood pets. Bye-bye.
But I thought we was going for Wiener Schnitzel. Oh, this is just crazy. Most Democrats aren't in shape like me. Can I promise someday you can have my pot?
That would be a really great start.
I will donate my heart and my brain when my time is done.
That's a lovely ambition, but we politicians
can't use either one.
Oh, Elena, I think you got a lot of people who watch this debate that certainly agree with the last line.
Maybe that's the solution. We got to give them all transplants.
Yeah, exactly right. So what are we going to do now? I mean, there's still different aspects of this debate to come, legal challenges and so forth. But for the most part, we're going to have to move on to something else. What's it going to be?
Like, we don't have other problems, huh? you're worried about finding other problems? Yeah, I guess now we're going to deal with this whole jobs thing and that sort of thing.
Well, supposedly.
Yeah,
we'll find out. You know, we could get to some more innocuous issues that don't raise up a lot of passion, like immigration reform. I think that's coming pretty soon.
That'd be good. Well, that's, you know, we're always looking for the politicians to get into the middle of stuff like that. So, and I should mention that song is from our new album.
Oh, please tell us.
Our new album, Liberal Shop of Horrors. And it's available in about a week. So up on our website in a few days.
Excellent. And that's at capsteps.com. A liberal shop of horrors. Can't wait to hear all about it and hear all the different selections in the weeks ahead. Elena, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks a lot.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. And again, learn more about them and their new CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors, online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.